Another episode of the Garment Decorators podcast.
Hello.
I'm Ollie.
How are you?
Helpful, educational.
Research the heat press.
The best podcast conversations we have had.
My business called Drum the Garlic Design.
With Matt from PrintPro UK.
It's nice to be here.
I have loved this episode. If you're a garment decorator, welcome to the crew.
Hello and welcome back to the latest episode of the Garment Decorators podcast. Today is a post-event special following the Outerwear Summit. I'm joined today by Molly.
Hi.
And we're going to be giving a little bit of an insight into what happened at the Outerwear Summit. Give you a little bit of a taste, but not too much, because you really should have attended that event. But we'll share a little bit with you and hopefully give you a little bit of an insight. Before we get started, I just wanted to make sure that you've all watched the latest episode on our YouTube channel of... I've forgotten his name. More Than a Heat Press. Apologies, we're all a little bit tired after the Outerwear Summit. More Than a Heat Press. It's with Benny Jard, and it's a really interesting story about how he left his job and started his new print studio in a double-decker bus, where he's got his heat press now. And I'd encourage you all to go and watch it. I think you'd all be inspired by his enthusiasm for the industry and the work he's doing. And I think it's a really great episode that Beth put together. So.
And overall, just a really cool guy. I'd say it's quite interesting to watch him in general. So
I think you're a little bit surprised when you first started. You're like, oh,
it's good.
You heard case study and you were like...
I mean, it's not something I'd normally watch, but definitely was worth it that time around. So I'd recommend it.
So Molly, your first ever heat printing event.
Yeah.
And what were your thoughts about it? And you got to meet some customers for the first time.
Yeah, well, everyone was really friendly and enthusiastic to learn something new. We had quite a good group of people. Obviously, you guys knew some familiar people and like faces and stuff. But yeah, like it was just great. And also watching Storm Tech's presentation was really nice to see, and I learned some bits about them but I didn't actually know already. So
yeah, what was something you would share with everyone that's watching and listening that you thought was particularly interesting about Storm Tech?
I know Storm Tech, they actually have a really good size range, which I wasn't aware of before. Like they were talking about specifically in like the women's sizing, that it's really wide and they've got things to cater to basically everyone. And yeah, that was the main thing I thought.
I think that you mentioned it before we started talking live, but they're kind of quite complementary fits as well, I think.
Yeah.
They're good for different body shapes that everyone, like sizes and could wear as well. You mentioned, you're talking about that they had someone modelling up at the front.
Oh yeah, we had like a model come up. that was really good actually, a bit of interaction. Larissa and Chris from Storm Tech, they wanted a model. So one of the men at the front got up and demonstrated the fit of it, and I'm pretty sure that fitted him quite nicely.
I think he was quite surprised.
Yeah,
he was quite proud of himself.
He was happy about it. But yeah, and just overall really good. He, good sport, that's for sure.
He was a good sport, yeah. I thought it was really interesting to get to know the Storm Tech product a bit more. If anyone that's listening or watching that's never used their product before, it's super easy to decorate. I mean, you've been here, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
And Beth was like, can you
like,
decorate all these jackets?
We couldn't ruin it. I tried. And like, I've been by myself and printed, and those jackets without fail, like, just such an easy process. You can't, like, even if you mess up, it won't mess up the actual outcome of the product. It's so good.
So having decorated those, so you decorated loads of the mannequins here and loads of the merchandise examples before you'd met any of our customers and even met Storm Tech.
Yeah.
So then when we started the event yesterday and asked for a show of hands of like who's using Storm Tech or other premium jackets, everyone was like deadly silence. Were you a little bit like,
I was a bit confused, yeah, because I don't understand what's not appealing about them as a company. Like, they're really good quality clothing anyway. So besides the fact it's easy to print on, like, your customers will be happy with the outcome. Like, it's, like, just really good quality. Like, it's really waterproof. I remember from the watering can video we did on my first week here. Like, that demonstrated it's a great coat. It keeps you really warm. I've taken one home myself. And, yeah, like... the fact you can print on it and then customers are also going to be happy is literally nothing to fault the product.
So what would you, you know, someone new to the industry and you're like, maybe, I mean, normally you're not a little bit more nervous in the industry when you first start, you don't want to make mistakes, but you're like, well, I can do this. What would you say to the people that are, because I think a lot of them, it was more confidence than anything else, not even like trust in the Storm Tech, but it's like, they're just like, oh, it's £100 or sometimes like, or just like, I'm just scared of scorching stuff. What would you say to them?
I would say you probably need to accept that one item is going to have to be a test item. You don't have to waste multiple, but like we've had it where we had one jacket and you basically just put as much as possible onto that jacket. And then I think once you've done that, you will realize it will be hard to screw up.
Yeah.
And then you probably will build a bit of confidence. I feel like maybe just allowing yourself to set aside one product and let that be the one thing that you just like accept that as a loss. But you might not even lose any money because you might be able to use it. If you go in with the right
chance to begin with. Well, if you charge the customer for it, you know, let's say you're selling 10 jackets and £100 each, is charge them, you know, an extra £100 or £50, whatever much jacket costs. So they pay for those mistakes.
Yeah,
anyway.
Exactly. It'll be covered. And it is worth it in the end because you'll end up making more profit because of the outcome you're selling. Because it's worth having a better quality item with a transfer that's not going to peel, not going to scorch, opposed to a cheaper option that you feel a bit more confident because you're not wasting as much money in that time. So overall, you'll make more money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Allowing that.
One of the things I found interesting was learning more about the way they make the product is that one of the reasons people avoid the jackets is because they worry they're going to scorch.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they kind of shrivel a little bit. We haven't really had the chance to show you that working, but basically some jackets, when you put heat on them, they kind of like scrunch a little bit. Mm. So it just looks a bit unpleasant.
Right.
So you couldn't sell it. But a lot of it's to do with how they coat the jacket. So the jackets don't, some jackets, the way they make them, they don't start off waterproof or water repellent.
Right, okay.
They kind of oversimplifying, they kind of spray or coat it at the end. And that's what has like the waterproofy filter. Yeah. But StormTech are infusing that process in the thread earlier in the process. So that's when you pick up one of their jackets, it feels like, some of them feel like they're cotton almost.
Yeah.
They don't feel like they're waterproof, that they would be waterproof or water repellent. And that's kind of one of the reasons I think it might be easier to decorate, is because actually it's, you know, there's not really much difference to decorating a t-shirt or a hoodie.
Right. To be fair, I would put it in the same category as a t-shirt because I find hoodies actually harder than like the jackets, if I'm being honest. I really struggle with the hoodies because I typically do get a scorch mark, but I would put a jacket in the same category as t-shirt. And obviously that's like really easy to print on. So
yeah. And you know, they have a decorator's guarantee as well. So
yeah,
you know,
they're obviously confident in their product.
Yeah, they're very confident in their product. So I would, you know, if anyone has not tried StormTech's products, if I was a heat printer, and I would definitely be offering it just because it's so easy to decorate. Like I would have no problem with it.
Yeah. And the benefit is when you came to the summit, you would have got a free StormTech.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't even have to pay the money for your testing item. You could use that as your item to test on.
Yeah.
So
and I, you know, when we tested, we probably hit that jacket what 5-10 times.
Yeah,
and there's
so
still
many
no mark on it.
Yeah, exactly. And you can like make mistakes with that temperature and stuff. Like it's still, there's room for mistakes within the process. Yeah,
it sounds like you're lying.
It does sound like I'm lying. Yeah,
like, it's just really good.
Well, I think that's
I wish
just
I had something to say that's wrong so it sounds more believable, but I actually have nothing to say about it that's negative.
No, that's the thing with, you know, putting together the talk I did there. I, you know, normally we talk about the arch method and teaching people how to go through a process of like, okay, first A, adjust the pressure, R, reduce temperature transfer, C, cover sheet, H, lower heated lower platen. And you know, some stuff we have to go all the way through.
Yeah.
And on this one, I was kind of like, and so even some of the testing, we kind of got to like C. We kind of started to use a grip flex, like a Teflon sheet. But I started doing the demonstration yesterday and I kind of got like two steps in. I was like,
there's no point.
Yeah, no point. I mean, I could go to the furthest point if you want me to, but actually I would be lying at that point. But, you know, passed it around and there's a guy at the front and on the first thing, when I made a deliberate mistake, he was like, oh, I scored a mark on that.
Yeah.
And then after I was like, okay, well, I'm going to let him be the truth teller for everyone else. And he's like, yeah, to be fair, you know, I would buy it. Yeah. And all it was a pillow and a normal cover sheet.
Yeah, that's what you need. Like, you don't really, I don't think you need anything else.
It's just, you know, I think there's a lot more of a conversation with actual printers and in the process of developing the product, which definitely helps. But I was just like, it's easy. Like, I think everyone was like, oh, I've not been doing this for the last however many years.
Think about all that money they've been losing out on.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
All those jobs they probably said no to.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there was, you know, there's probably it could be like £100,000 worth of no in that room yesterday because they'd just been too scared to do it.
I think it could even be more than that, if I'm being honest. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's just baffling, really.
Mm. Especially, you know, I think as well, the other thing that I really try and get people to think about is like, it's also forget what you would spend on a jacket because that's always the thing. It's like, you know, decorate, especially if you're starting out, you're like, well, I'm not, you know, I'm starting out with my own business. I'm not spending 200 quid on a jacket because...
But you're not your consumers.
You're like, not.
So it's just different.
That's it. And, you know...
People will spend like 500 quid on a jacket if they really want. Like, it's very different to each person. So you just got to think about your audience.
That's it. And you've got to really think about all the different niches out there that might buy it. You know, we spoke a little bit about it in the presentation. You know, think about people who work for finance companies, especially at the higher end of that. You know, they would spend, definitely, you know, many pounds on it. Software companies, I know people who work in software, and they're all swagged out to the max with expensive jackets. They've got high-end hoodies, which I know cost £50 at wholesale.
Yeah.
You know, they've got barber jackets with logos on, all sorts, professional services. This is one I always kind of try and get home to everyone, is that every single town, no matter if it's like even like the smallest town, has a lawyer, they have an estate agent, they have an accountant, solicitors, and they always look, you know, you pay a lot, you know, every time you leave house, you pay a lot of money to them.
Yeah.
People like that say that, you know, they're looking after it. The one that I was thinking of as well is, I remember from your previous work experience when you were working at Whiskey Barrels, I bet everyone in that, you know, maybe you can speak to it more, but like the event you did, I bet everyone would wear an expensive jacket.
Yeah, no one, I mean, they're not shy of money, if I'm being completely honest. Like, they definitely are in a position to spend the money on things that are actually going to be worthwhile. They're not spending money on items that is cheap, but it's got a brand on it. They want items that are actually going to be worth their money, like StormTech, for instance, like, because it's made to be waterproof from like a bit more of an earlier stage, and they actually keep you warm and they're actually waterproof and they do all the right things. That's like a product that I can imagine would really appeal to them because it is worth your money. It's not like you're chucking God knows how much for a brand that people are like, oh, it's that brand, then you still hold underneath. You still need like two jumpers and a thermal long sleeve. But yeah, so I think for them it's more about quality as well as like, so they will pay for quality.
Exactly.
And a lot of people will, like even people who probably wouldn't normally spend that money. Like, I find myself sometimes looking at more expensive items that are out of my price range, but I'm like, that'll be worth it in the long run. That will last me this many amount of years. So when you work out, it is worth it rather than replacing a jacket like every year or every 2 years, you're making your money's worth.
Well, that's the kind of thing that kind of staggered me a bit is that roughly there's more than 20 million jackets are sold every year just to men in the UK.
Oh my God.
So like that's like every, you know, more, some people are buying, must be buying like three jackets a year.
Yeah. Oh, so I've bought quite a few jackets myself. So I can see how that happens.
They just happen to, you know, they just follow me around sort of thing. But you know, that's an opportunity. People are used to buying jackets, I guess, or they're used to receiving jackets. They expect a jacket. You know, this UK is cold from October, November
to March
every year.
And there's so many different seasons that require a different type of jacket. So it's like you sometimes need a waterproof, sometimes you need a jacket that's for that in between, that you need a hood, or you don't want a hood, or you know what I mean, it's going to be really thick when it's snowing, but you don't want to wear a snow jacket when it's just like spitting outside and there's a bit of a breeze. So there's a different occasion for that. There's so many opportunities there for just jackets.
And I think the other thing is it's also the trends that are driving what the, you know, the people that are listening to this podcast is that, you know, their customers are doing more outdoor activities.
Yeah.
You know, you, for an example, are, you know, planning on hiking up a mountain pretty soon, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to Snowdon in Wales. And it's exactly like, if hiking especially has become a lot more of a trend now, just getting outdoors and almost not being like an iPad kid. I don't know if anyone has heard of that term before. But yeah, definitely. Like, people, I think it's definitely getting pushed out to go outside and be in nature. And you obviously need a jacket when you're going to go outside. So, or any other type of outerwear. Like, I've got a new beanie and things like that. I had to get a new pair of shoes. So there's plenty of opportunities within that.
But, you know, you as the voice of the younger generation on this podcast now, you know, it's, you know, there's plenty of drives out there now, you know, but now, know, let's say you enjoy that hike, maybe like,
yeah, well, I'll be going another one.
What's the next one? But now you'll be like,
I've already got a list.
You've got a list, but then you can, you're kind of, that's going to start to bleed into the rest of your life, and you'll be thinking, well, actually, like, if I get that jacket, I could do that and that.
Yeah,
or like,
exactly.
Or like, you take one for a spin and you're like, well, actually, you know, this is good, but I wish I had more pockets or I had a different lining. You start to like, and then you're like, well, actually, if you weren't working here and you can get hold of jackets and decorate them yourself, you'd be like, well, actually, I know, I'd rather, if I'm working somewhere, they'd give me that jacket. You know, maybe it could be that one. Because I could go hiking with that one.
Yeah.
Whatever you do in the rest of your life. And businesses who will give out swag to people want, you do it for one because it's nice for people to have uniforms. Sometimes it's nice, like Monday to Friday, for them to look good together. But also, really, like, you want to give people good enough merch that they wear it on Saturday, Sunday, or in the evening, because they're a welcome billboard.
The yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I think understanding, you know, activities, outdoor activities, will drive the products you need to provide to your customers to get them to keep wearing and wearing and wearing them time and time again.
Yeah. I also feel like that with trends and stuff, for like, personally, I don't know if this is a bit more of a wider scale thing, but like when I was a couple of years ago, I wouldn't want to wear a jacket because I feel like it ruined my outfit. Whereas like now, the jacket is the outfit, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like with that becoming more of a thing, like I know that's definitely not just me. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think the jacket, they could wear the most boring outfit, put a jacket on that's quite cool. It could be a hiking jacket because that in itself is a new fashion trend. Yeah. But yeah, and because it's more expensive, I mean, why would you not want to get on?
So as someone then that's new to the industry and wouldn't have known what possibilities there were for, you know what jackets there are in retail, but nothing beyond that. You know, you've got your own styles branded jackets now, which you decorated yourself. What did you look for, and what made you decide which jacket to pick from the range? What spoke to you about it?
Definitely colour, I'd say. Like, something that I personally like, I liked green jacket. Mm-hmm. Stormtech had this green waterproof jacket. I thought that was really nice. The fact it's got kind of like a nice hood. A hood that actually covers your head, which is really important to me.
Yeah.
As a girl, like sometimes I have my hair up and you put your hood on and it will kind of come up to here and the rain will still come all down your face. And it's so frustrating.
Yeah.
So yeah, that being a great part. Like it's got a bit of wriggle room so you can put a hoodie on underneath, but it's not too all over the place that you can still just wear it by itself. A comfortable zip as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like wide pockets that you can actually fit your phone in and like your keys and your purse or wallet or whatever. Like just practicality.
Yeah.
Really. Just so it's actually going to do you well and make your life a bit easier.
One of the things I quite liked was how big some of the pockets are. Like if you're going outside, you're out for the day, you can actually like shove loads of stuff in
there. It's also when you can put things in your pockets and then still put your hands in your pockets. That's a big thing for me because I always get cold hands. So my hands are typically in them. But if I've got stuff in one pocket, I can only use the other one.
Yeah.
So they're definitely big enough that I can do both.
So I think that's something that's important to remember for people is that there's two things there. One, I think if you're going to pitch premium outerwear to your customer, really think about what you're wearing. Because I think it's important to wear the premium outerwear to the meeting because you'll look good. You got, gives, even if it gives you a 5% chance, better chance of getting that job, The thing to remember for some people who are, first starting out is that, think about who you're meeting with. Sometimes if you've got a business of 20, let's say, you might sell 15 normal jackets and 5 expensive jackets because the board, the managing director, maybe he gets a nicer one than everyone else. I don't know.
Yeah.
But look the part, but also take any jacket you're selling, take it for a road test because the more you understand that jacket, the more you can tell your customers. But now you've just spent a couple of minutes telling everyone about jackets, but you'd have probably never known.
I would not have known what to say.
If you hadn't worn that for yourself and taken it home, you would have been like, yeah, it was green.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That'd been the end of the story.
Yeah, no, it is mental when you actually like test something out yourself and know how good the actual quality is and what would be beneficial in a consumer's like viewpoint. You can just sell it so much better.
Mm. So you know, if you didn't get your free jacket because you didn't attend, do reach out to some of the brands and try and get one, or just buy one on the next time you order something, because you'd be quite pleasantly surprised at how easy they are to decorate. We put everything on it. So we decorated StormTech with DTF, vinyl, Plastisol transfers, hybrid watercolor transfers.
Did we do silicone?
Silicone transfers, everything from 120 degrees to 165 degrees. And 9 times out of 10, all we needed was a pillow to isolate the zips, because there's quite a lot of zips on the outerwear. Yeah. And either a normal cover sheet or a grip flex cover sheet. And it did pretty much everything. And there was 100% nylon, recycled polyester, PVC, everything that people would avoid was all there.
Yeah.
And it was easy.
So easy.
So what would be some words of encouragement and confidence that you would give to people, you know, who didn't attend yesterday?
Trust, like, as in, like, with the printing process.
Yeah, who've listened to and be like, I wish I'd attended. I didn't. But now I'm hearing this, I'm thinking, maybe I should have done.
I would say definitely listen to what we've said. Like, get a pillow, is it a grip flex sheet?
Yeah.
Yeah, get one of them. And then have a bit of confidence, because I guarantee you'll surprise yourself at how easy it actually is. And just trusting yourself and actually doing the right temperature and actually getting a good medium pressure. It is hard to screw up. Like, if you do screw up, so, like, something's gone wrong on the way. it should work. So just have a bit of confidence, and I feel like then it'll be fine.
Yeah. We've done lots of videos, so if anyone has not seen the arch method in action, which we kind of started in the event yesterday, didn't need to finish. We kind of got to R, we did AR. Yeah. We didn't need to go to CH, but there's loads of videos on our YouTube channel. So if you want to see the whole process, go and watch them. If you've got questions, get in touch with us. Always happy to help with problems you've got. If there's a particular brand that you're perhaps trying out or model from the StormTech range, and you're like, have you decorated on this? What did you find out? Now, we've got loads of examples in this room at the moment. So, you know, we've bound to have decorated onto it.
Yeah.
But, you know, start asking people, because, you know, the amount of profit you could make in those jackets is massive. I don't know if you're in the room or not when I was going through the examples I saw yesterday. So when I, on Tuesday, I went up to the shop. So anyone who's not familiar with where we are in Braintree, there's an outlet shops. So I went up the road to those and took some pictures of Boss and Ralph Lauren and
North Face. Yeah.
And, you know, some of the jackets there, which are, some of them not even as nice as the StormTech ones, are like 450 quid.
I won't say specific brands, but I definitely thought.
Yeah, they're like 400 quid down to 350 or even 260. And they were not the greatest, but people are buying them. You know, I think some like 6,000-7,000 people a day visit the Braintree Shopping Village. Mm. And they're, you know, at the moment, they're all walking out with jackets, but there's no reason that you couldn't be providing that as a workwear, or even like if you have a clothing brand that you work with, you know, maybe offer them some expensive jackets to see if they're interested in working with product like that, adding them to their product range, because you could decorate with silicone, so you can do something a bit more interesting. You did some quite big back prints on some of the gilets and other products.
Yeah, definitely. We didn't want it. Yeah, here, didn't we?
So maybe like even saw like a jumbo print on the back of a jacket could, you know, something different, something a bit more interesting to, you know, stand out from the crowd a little bit could be a possibility. Okay, any other final thoughts before we wrap up the podcast today?
I think we should talk about the auto open a little bit.
Yes, good, cool.
Yeah.
So that's something that's also worth stressing, is that when we were doing the presentation yesterday and showing everyone how to decorate, we were just using the mid-range heat press.
Mm. But I think that's really good, because it shows how accessible this is for everyone, because it's obviously an affordable heat press. It's basically foolproof. You've got your pressure reading on there. You've obviously got your digital readout. Mm-hmm. And it's also automatically opens, which is great.
Yeah.
And it's not too expensive. I feel like showing it all on that machine was really good, because it kind of showed everyone you can literally do this yourself, because this is not out of your reach or anything.
Yeah, you don't have to have the most expensive equipment to decorate the most expensive jacket.
I mean, and if saying that, you can do it on the cheapest heat press that we sell. Like, it doesn't even have to be the auto open.
No, I think you're right. That would seem to be the number one hang up I had from a few people I spoke to, is that they'd not done it because they didn't know what the right pressure was.
Yeah.
And they were nervous because they're like, well, I, I understand the principles of not using too much pressure, but I don't know what
that is. Yeah, someone did ask that, didn't they? Like, what actually is medium pressure?
Yeah.
It's like between like 4 and 6.
Between a 4 and a 6 on Hotronics, or it's like 40 to 60 PSI, you've got an air-powered machine. So once you've done it the first time, you're like, oh, okay, I understand now.
But that
was definitely something that people were unsure about. A lot of people are asking about different types of products as well, but I'd say like get a jacket and try everything on it.
Yeah. Play around and see what you actually like yourself as well.
So, that, you know, really, really easy. And like you say, you don't need expensive equipment. You just need to take a little bit of time to test.
Yeah.
Not loads, so.
Yeah, like barely anything.
So that's where people kind of, oh, I haven't got time. But like, we've probably spent a couple of hours doing it.
I wouldn't even say that. A couple of hours, yeah.
But I'd then we would never need to do that testing again.
Yeah.
And we could decorate anything onto this. Any premium jacket probably at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Super, super easy.
Okay. In that case, that's just a little podcast today. We just want to give you a little bit of a taste of what you missed. But just to kind of reiterate, the opportunity is massive. You know, there's going to be 23.4 million jackets. So units, items being moved in 2028. So there's a lot available for all of you. Even if you just tackle 0.1% of that, that's still going to be 23,000 jackets you could be printing. And the profit margins in them are much bigger than anything else. So if you're already decorating t-shirts and hoodies and bags, you really need to think about jackets. Even if it's the good, the better and the best range, you know, there's a lot of more potential. There's many more pounds per item that you can be charging in profit. You know, if you're looking for extra revenue streams going into 2026, I can't stress enough how much jackets should be one of those options for you. You know, we've been decorating with a StormTech jacket. You know, thank you to them for joining us for that event. You know, they're a great partner. They have a great product and just made our life easy.
Yeah, and Larissa and Chris, like, they were great.
They were great.
The company goes as well. Like, they were lovely to hang out with. If you want to see a little sneak peek on the TikTok, they're over there.
Yeah, if you want to see a different side of Larissa and Chris, you know, they're great dancers.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening and watching. We'll be back very soon with another episode of the Garment Decorators Podcast. Anything you need from Styles, the world's leading heat print technology company. Do not hesitate to get into contact. We're always happy to help you out with any problems you may have.